One of the better-known saints in the Czech Catholic, in the Catholic Church, St. Martin, is honoured on November the 11th in the Czech Republic with the Feast of St. Martin, a meal of roast duck, steamed dumplings and red cabbage. The feast is accompanied with St. Martin's wine that's being uncorked in wine cellars and bars across the country today. Sarah Borovka went along to one of the wine tasting events in Prague.
It's 11 past 11 on November 11th, the day that the newest vintage of St. Martin's wine traditionally starts retailing in the Czech Republic every year. I'm standing in the Prague wine store Solarius, and with me is Vladimir Jachim, who will tell me a bit more about this young wine.
Dnes už u nás máme pojem svatomartinské víno.
Today there exists an established codex for what can be called St. Martin's wine, and the grape varieties that winemakers are allowed to use are Miller Thurgau and Malvasia grapes for the whites, and for the reds, Modrý Portugal and St. Laurent grapes.
Modrý Portugal a svatovavřinecké.
The short aging time leads to a light, slightly acidic wine that is perfectly easy to drink. Mr. Jachim and I tasted a red St. Martin's wine from Moravia. So, how would you describe the taste?
Správný a typický vzorek svatomartinského vína.
This is a good and typical example of St. Martin's wine, as I was expecting. It's light and refreshing, with a nice smell and an aroma of fruit in the bouquet, a bit of acidity. It's really a pleasant wine to drink.
Kyselinky a je to velmi příjemné víno na pití.
St. Martin's wine, much like Beaujolais, does not age well, and Jachim recommends consuming it by the following spring.
Sarah Borovka with that report on St.